of Matthias.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
Everybody, celebrate.
The Orlando Magic are in the playoffs.
Celebrate good times.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Spit in the air, catch it with your mouth, and baby bird yourself. The Orlando Magic are in the playoffs.
Yeah, and do it with a little razzmatazz, all right? And definitely say Alex.
You should do everything in life with a little razzmatazz.
I think razzmatazz is an underutilized word, too. Like, I feel like...
Abracadabra.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I feel like just using razzmatazz all the time now.
Like, I'm going to use the word Tangelo.
What does Tangelo mean?
It's like a smaller orange.
Like the halos, right?
So, but yeah. Are you going to use it like referring to the oranges, or are you going to use it referring to other things? Or I don't understand.
I don't know. Anything that's orange.
Like,
there's some Tennessee Volunteers.
You're going to be like, that's Tangelo.
Over there, there are Tangelo and whites.
Tangelo and white. The Magic are just rocking that Tangelo up and down the court.
Yeah. Dude, I like the way you shoot your Tangelo.
That's right.
Wait, what?
My Tangelo yeah. Just swinging everywhere, if you know what I mean.
I do. You got them Tangelo pumpkins.
I wonder if D'Angelo eats Tangelos.
Tangelos.
How does it feel?
While he's
drip,
like whenever it's showing his pecs and his abs, that's not sweat dripping. That's him eating a Tangelo, and the juice is flowing down. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the juice is.
That's juice having a race.
Yeah.
Hey, which ab's gonna win? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's gonna make it down the V first?
Bet on that pulp. Which pulp?
And then pop off the thighs for a little bit.
Which pulp?
Yeah, something else, and then slide up on your ankle.
I actually heard what's up?
I just saw a video the other day that was like, the guy's like, you know, I saw a video and it said, you remember when you'd sit in the back seat of a car and you're just wishing your favorite raindrop would win the race, getting down the window or something.
Hell
like
yeah.
That.
That's still.
And he's like, ain't nothing to myself. He's like, everything's been done by somebody else. He's like, I thought that was just me.
Oh man.
He's like, no, but none of us are special.
Yeah. What you think is your own has been done a million times over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a deep way to jump in.
Hey, speaking of deep, let me ask you guys something. When was the last time you were outdoors naked? This has been a question I've been asking people lately.
God, when was I outdoors naked? I don't even know.
You gotta be careful who you're asking, though.
I don't even know if I've ever in my life.
I've asked so many people. Really?
No, I guess I've, like, skinny dipped. I've skinny dipped before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just went out the other day because, you know, my laundry room's like in the attached to the carport. And
did you just run out naked just for the hell of it?
Well, I was like, all my shit was out there. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I'm not like, I'd already taken off my. Like,
you didn't even have a towel or anything?
No, it's fucking 4:50 in the morning. I didn't give a
shit.
Did
you skip and giggle?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, you got like a whole.
I would have done that.
Also, across the street from Drew is like a whole community of people. There's like 10 different places over there with so many different families. And Drew's like, I'm in a carport. Who cares?
Oh man,
I like that.
I'm trying to think like. Man, it's probably been like 15 years.
I've been around.
So this is the weird thing. Go ahead.
I've been around Andy naked outdoors before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it a lot.
In the past, yeah.
A while. Yeah.
Yeah. So the weird thing is I asked Scrump this the other day, and he was like, oh, yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So between the two of us, we were both, like, within, like, 48 hours of each other just naked outside.
What was he doing outside naked?
So he said he sleeps naked, and then he went to his bathroom, and then he was like, oh, let me go see what the weather's like because it's been nice there. So he goes out on the little patio thing, and it took him, like, 2 minutes to realize, oh, I'm naked.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, that's why you got to, I don't know, man. I need a little box of brief at night, you know, hugging these thighs nice and tight, you know, like a nice warm hug.
I can't sleep in boxer briefs.
Really?
No, man. My Tangelos get way too hot.
Oh, see, I got cooling ones.
Like your Tangelos cool?
It's like the boxers stay cool.
You got special Tangelos?
Cool. Yeah.
I get even those ones. I get just a funk, man.
I'm not carrying two coconuts in there.
Because we are some sweaty boy. I'm a sweaty boy at night.
Mm.
I'm a sweaty Tangelo.
I have to wear like basketball shorts or something. I can't sleep naked. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I try it and I think, oh, yeah, Tonight's the night that it's going to work, but I never feel like I'm fully rested if I sleep naked. That's weird. That's a weird thing, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's easy to see the boxers, regular boxers or gym shorts, yeah.
I feel like if I were to shrink down to ant size, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys both oiled.
I'm with you so far.
Oiled each other up, right? Uh-huh. If I was taking a big dive, like in a pool, down what you guys are rocking, I would for sure get hung up on some wires from you, Drew and James. I think I'd make it down pretty cleanly.
I don't even know what the fuck you're eating. I can't even piece together.
Like, I think he's saying that
you're an ant size.
I have more pubes than you.
Oh, is that like your guess?
Well, it sounds like a jungle going on. There's a lot of things going on. The sweat and like someone just sliding down. And
I shaved my pubes off complete. They're gone.
See, so I was right.
No pubes.
Yeah. I'd go down a little bit.
Oh, I keep a little. I keep a little. On me.
Yeah.
You keep
I don't like
the
itchiness. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a trimmer.
I'm a trimmer, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got two trimmers, one shaver here. Yeah. The more you know, NBC.
Yeah, so how about this 420 episode?
Manscaped.com. Promo code PWTcast checkout.
This week, I got so many Ravens, I should be from Baltimore. People doubt me like Lamar, look what I got in store. Filling up my buggy with good feelings and vibes. Motherfuckers tend to love me because I rise them like tides. When you with me, better remember the times. I stay backwards capping because I tell no lies. It's the holiday where you whatever and chill. Ain't got to hike up nothing when you're king of the hill. Don't wake up a sleeping giant, boy. I'm Will the Thrill. Can't turn the station, so it's Jack and Jill. Whatevsky, Sandman for the win. Anxiety down, I'm like a cut gem. Fuck my tummy rumbling like Ali in the jungle. Uber Eats at the fingertips, I'm a cop a bundle. Tacos from the bell and wings from the stop. Smile on my face, not a thing on the brain. On the couch, but high as a plane. Like, who came up with that design? Looked at a bird and said, yeah, that's fine. Imagine if 50 people rode a big-ass eagle. You're a bird and want to walk, would you model a beagle? Shit, something to sit and think about. Look at my app and fuck yeah, order's out. Maybe I'll vibe out and throw on some tunes. Type cocoa butter kisses, but got the soundtrack to Cocoon. Damn, this shit is beautiful as hell. I'm crying real tears. Where's my Taco Bell? No, I'm happy eating and watching Gutenberg. I dig him, so I do a Google search. I should watch all 69 nice movies tonight. If each one is 2 hours, I'm gonna be here for a while. I've been in shake joints they call the glutes, the shepherd. Because when ladies get to talking, yay, heard the hose. Damn, do the words even rhyme? Fuck, it's Monday night. That's Draft Pod time. I love these dudes. They really make me laugh. Shit, where the fuck am I at?
I love that you threw that in about the rhyme, because that's exactly my thought at that moment. Like, wait, that, what the fuck is this rhyme scheme right now?
It's so intricate.
Yeah. You really fucking went meta there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. That was beautiful.
Tear down the fourth wall. Oh, man. Speaking of fourth walls, guys, go to jabroniu.com.
Yeah, where you can find a quarter of our shows. That's 4/20. Nah, it's a fifth. Damn it. I almost had that joke.
4/20.
4/20.
Yeah, you divide it by 4, it's 1/5.
Yeah,
drink
that's
a 4/20 of vodka. Dare me to drive? That's a fifth of vodka.
A fifth, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I just said it like I didn't condense it down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fractions.
Fractions.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, I love a good fraction, though. I'm not going to lie. Hate angles. Love, yeah, fractions.
You know what? I do like fractions. But I hate it when somebody pulls a fraction out of their ass or a percentage. I hate when people just say percentages and they're like, well, only 80% of people do that. Or,
oh, dude, that's like a 62.3% chance.
Yeah, exactly. God, I fucking hate that.
I'm going to do it all the time now.
I mean, it's fine if you're making a joke about it. That's fine. But if you're actually being serious, if you're like 80% of all people swab between their toes in the shower.
13.7% of all Americans have done crack.
Exactly. Yeah.
66% of all people are trimmers. That's going off our small sample size.
Yeah.
97.3% of people put a finger in their ass at least once in their life.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, I do it every time I'm in the shower. At least to the knuckle. To this knuckle, you know.
It's a high number.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking keep track of it.
You gotta push you gotta push the soap around, you know?
Yeah. What? What's up, Drew?
What?
He cut out at that moment. And the first I'd knuckle. Really like you to repeat what you said.
I put a finger in my asshole every time I'm in the shower up to this knuckle, up to the first knuckle.
Okay.
Why? What did you think I said?
That?
I guess that. Like, all I heard was, like, shower, knuckle. I was like, what?
Shit. Yeah, you know, you're like, you got to soap up your bottom, and you got to get the soap into the hole. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. You're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean.
Yeah.
Exactly.
God, I used to love practicing the towel trick. Like Michael Jordan with one hand to the other, every kid used to practice it. I was practicing the zest towel cleany thing.
Oh, yeah. I do it to this day still.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I find myself zestfully clean.
Yep.
How are we doing this?
The fucking Val Venus
tonight, by the way.
The towel off.
Ladies.
Well, it's a serpentine style draft, James. We draw a number, or we all draw or draw names, and then we do the selection from there. It's 7 rounds.
I just mean, like, how, are we going to stick with the list in the order that it's in? Or.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we call stick-to-itiveness.
If not, I always feel like you guys are like, can we just fucking do it the regular? Because I can't keep track where everybody is.
All right, well then.
Best on my chest, just covering some breasts.
But let's, I think it's. It. I also think it's best that way.
If that's how
also
we're
the listeners have no idea what's fucking going on.
Yeah, I don't even think I do.
should we read off the categories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or should we surprise them?
Let's surprise them.
Yeah, let's surprise them. Drew, yeah, why don't you surprise them with your weed ghost? You got the first pick. Oh my god, it froze.
Did Jesus ask?
Mary, did you know?
Did you pick Jesus? Because I was frozen.
You know what? You know what? I am going to pick Jesus.
No, Jesus isn't dead, though. He rose from the dead.
Jesus fucking sitting around.
He's like, I'm not really with the drinking, but I'll turn your water to wine.
That's right.
I'm just going to smoke this spliff in the back.
I'm going to smoke and a drink.
Yeah. Jesus invented crossfading.
That's right.
Yeah. Why do you think he was the first motherfucker with them sandals on?
Yeah. Fucking Jesus wore Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Jesus was smoking that Noah pack. You know,
Jesus probably had one of those fucking knit hoodies.
Yeah, 100%. Oh man, Judas was just like his weed dealer.
Yeah,
it wasn't even. He's like, hey, you want to play a trick?
Motherfucker owes me 30 pieces of silver. I'll get it somehow. I'll get it. His credit is done.
Let's act like I got to earn your trust.
If I don't get it from him, I'm getting it from the police.
I'm going to stab you in the back. And when I stab you in the back, that's when we go around the corner and laugh that they bought it. Just J&J, man.
That's right. Jay smoking a J.
Yep. The Adventures of J&J.
Judas and Jesus.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you heard me, but I had a... I took umbrage with your pick.
Because he's undead?
Yeah, he's not dead.
Oh, he riz.
He riz?
He riz.
He's got that riz, son.
Oh, man, Jesus is risen.
God, that has to be a shirt.
Jesus got that riz.
Jesus is risen, but it's R-I-Z-Z apostrophe N.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I imagine he's just leaning back on that rock. You know? Oh, man. It's like, check out my cave. I was sleeping in here.
It's just like a picture of Jesus with like sunglasses kind of tilted down. Jesus,
damn,
is risen.
Jesus, you're risen me up right now. You riz me up. Never mind. Josh Groban.
All right.
That's a great pick.
Is it though? Because I took umbrage.
Right.
But Andy thinks it's a great pick, so umbrage denied.
Dude, I love soccer too. I wore some umbrage. But I'm down with this pick.
Dude, you're those okay fucking like that weird square pattern.
Yeah.
Those things
I liked
were,
it.
Yeah.
It was like holographic. It was like holographic stickers on your jersey.
Yeah. Those were like the original fucking like low-key best swim shorts, because they would dry in like 5 seconds.
Yep.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can now.
For my first pick. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
I'm going to take Carl Sagan.
Oh!
Because he's dead, for one. That's like the prerequisite to this. That's like the number one thing. It's a weed ghost, so
no.
And then for the other thing is
a holy ghost.
He's with everybody. All you gotta do is accept it.
And he's just like, James, let me tell you about the cosmos.
Man, I cannot deal with internet problems and you two fuckers. You know?
Man.
But yeah, Carl Sagan.
I hope my joke just came through. It was stellar.
I didn't hear
it. Oh, stellar!
Oh.
That wasn't even meant to be.
That was good. Carl Sagan, man.
All right, Andy, go ahead and take your pick.
I think I'm going to have to send the audio and then just you copy in your fucking shit. This might not come up until 420. We might have to do some editing.
Yeah, this is not working very well.
Anyway, I did a Cosmos and a Stellar joke. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Carl Sagan. Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right,
not Carl Sagan.
Andy, go ahead and take your pick. You're on the clock.
Sagan these nuts.
Yep. You know who I'm going to take?
In the carport.
I'm going to take. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking Bruce Lee.
Oh.
B. Walker.
Yeah. And, like, I think he would look really good in, like, the glow, you know, that Bruce Leroy had, but this is Bruce Lee. So he would look great just kind of floating in that.
Mm-hmm.
He would give me words of wisdom.
I like that you're worried about what he looks like in his ghostly body.
Yeah.
Dude, I want them pants just sitting right.
When he presents himself in the ghost form, he's really going to look good with that ghost light. Hey, you know?
Look, he better have them hands taped up. And if he doesn't have little markers on his abs, I'll go up there and just draw a few whiskers.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like what I could you watch think, the TV or I could watch him.
You think you're going to go draw something on a ghost?
Yeah.
Also, you can watch the TV or watch him. You're like, hey, do something. I just turned the TV off.
Hey, be Bruce Lee.
Do
all right.
Something.
Come on, Green Hornet or some shit.
Go Bruce Lee all the shit off the counter. Or the counter.
Be water. Be water right there.
R-S-T-L-N-E.
Be water in front of me.
Spin a
now.
Wheel. I'm going to guess a word. You put it behind you.
Bruce Lee's in purgatory.
Wait, are you putting Wheel of... Are you making him play Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah. Oh, he did right. So good.
Place to get high, Andy.
I'm going to go with... I think this is fun. I actually looked this one up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And... one of the places they mentioned was aquariums. So I'm going to go all the way to Nagasaki, Japan, and go to the Nagasaki Penguin Aquarium. I'm going to watch some penguins while I'm high.
All right.
Huh.
They're going to be sliding around. They're going to be flapping their little adorable flappers. One of them is going to smack another one in the back of the head and fall in. It's going to be
also
awesome.
I don't know if you know this, but you just described Wes's worst nightmare.
Really?
He hates penguins.
How can you hate penguins?
Like, how is that possible?
They give him the willies.
Does Wes know that penguins mate for life?
Yeah. That's probably why he hates them.
That's the cutest thing
ever. Hey, Wes, when they mate, it's for life.
for life.
I like that. That's a good pick.
Yeah,
I'd watch
you
some penguins.
You get an aquarium, you get a shitload of penguins, and you're in Japan. Like, that's fucking cool.
And I feel like penguins are like little comedians in a way. You know, they're just walking around bumping into each other.
They're like action little... heroes and comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. They're sly. They can do some like weird, crazy shit too out of nowhere while they're just fucking bobbing around, banging into each other. And next thing you know, they're sliding down icebergs and shit.
You know? Yeah. They might be doing flips and trips and, you know, us judging the scores with sixes and sevens, you know?
Yeah.
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 Some Oksana Bayul shit.
Hell yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Over to me.
Okay.
I'm plowing through this fucking draft. Place to get high.
You are.
Place to get high. I picked the number one top place for any person to get high at. And that's in your own home, in their own home, in wherever home is your home, at home.
Mm.
Yeah. Because it's goddamn amazing.
At home.
To get high and be at home in the comfort of your own home. You can do anything you want.
What about the fucking penguins?
I mean, that's pretty cool, too. That's, like, cool. But, yeah, like, there's really nothing better than being high at home.
Mm.
You know?
Because it's your home.
Yeah.
You could walk outside naked.
Extreme comfort, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get in your carport and just fucking swing your balls all over the place.
Yeah. Just show up.
Can I pick somebody else's home?
Sure.
Yeah.
James's home.
That's cool.
While James is home.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I need a Sherpa. Oh, I got Jesus. Never mind.
Dude, you're looking solid with Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. He's got your back when no one else does, you know?
That's right. That's when there was one set of footprints.
All right, Drew, where are you and Jesus getting high?
Shout out postcards.
Shout out postcards. We're gonna be getting high in, like, any of them, but it's got to be summer. Because I don't think I want to be there in the winter. At least not outside, naked. But like a fjord in Norway.
A fjord? Oh,
I had that. I had that as well. Yeah.
Is that FJORD?
Yeah.
A fjord?
Like just like, yeah, just like sitting there like on the hill, kind of just like staring at the water, you know?
Mm.
Just in the trees, getting eaten by a bear. It's nothing better.
That's peaceful as shit.
I feel like if you spend enough time in the fjord, you get visited by Bjork.
And at the end of the day, that's what we're all looking for, clearly.
Yeah. You're visited by Bjork. Exactly. Yeah.
In the fjord.
Fjord, and his next pick's going to be Bjork.
That's going to be my snack.
That's his weed snack?
Yeah, that's what you call her. I don't know, man. That's my little weed snack.
That's my little snack right there.
That's my little snack right there, Bjork.
All right, Drew, tell us about your weed snack. What is it?
Hey, you know what? You guys, you convinced me. It's pussy.
Yeah, we haven't had a good pussy drop in a long time.
We haven't.
Man.
A vagine. A ham wallet.
Okay. Like, everybody knows what pussy is. You don't have to.
A dirty axe wound.
Everybody already knows.
Hairy axe wound. Not a dirty.
You're supposed to get to pussy last when you're trying to explain what it is.
Dude, he said a ham wallet. Oh my God. A ham wallet.
Yeah.
You know that the girl who was the armorer on the set of the movie Rust where Alec Baldwin killed the person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The girl who handed him the gun, I was reading a story about her the other day, and it said that at one point in her life, she went to a club where no guns were allowed, and she hid a gun inside of her ass cheeks and pussy. And then went into the bathroom and took a picture in the mirror with the gun and said, "Can't get my gun." You checked everything but my ass crack.
What?
Is that the weirdest fucking story you've ever heard? Just so you can go on Instagram and post a picture of a gun that you snuck into a club?
Dude, that's a creative ass story you just came up with.
No, that's actually real. That's a real thing. I read it on a news.
Real thing.
I read it on a news website.
Was it Fox?
No, it was like a real. I can't remember what it was, but I don't read Fox, so.
But yeah. I mean,
so
it's fair and balanced. I don't know why you don't.
Yeah, you're right. You know, maybe I'll give it a try.
That's what the
you know what I'm gonna
say,
give
right?
a try. Pussy.
Yeah, you are.
What did the fuck say?
All right. So I went a more traditional route than Drew. And I just went with Cheetos.
Yeah. That's in one of these bags.
Yeah, I love Cheetos.
What's your favorite Cheeto, James?
Just regular ass Cheetos.
Puff or Crunch?
The Crunch. Crunch for sure. Those are the best.
These baked are fire, though.
When I'm high, too, I eat the Cheetos Crunch, like, by putting as many in my mouth while chewing before I swallow. Like, you know what I mean? I just keep piling them in, and I'm chewing until there's so much in my mouth I can't even fit anything else.
It's like a big league chew.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite sog down crunch food?
I think so.
Man, sog down sounds so dirty.
But like it's that or it's the twirly ones. The little twirly chips.
Oh yeah, like the Fritos twists.
Yes, the twists or the Cheetos is the best suck down.
And I love the twists too.
You know.
Yeah. That's legit. Cheetos, man.
Yeah.
Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something about sogging them down.
I like the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos.
Those are good,
like,
too.
They're good because they're not like they have flavor where Flamin' Hot's just hot.
Yeah.
Like these are fucking like delicious.
They're pretty spicy, though. The Flamin' Hots aren't even as spicy as the jalapeno one, in my opinion.
I think it's the other way around.
Really?
I'll put that in a hot dog.
Oh, yeah, you will. All right, Andy, what do you got?
Oh, snack. I'm going with some Shin black noodle ramen soup.
Oh, you're already in Japan, so it makes sense.
Yeah. But the Nongshim Shin.
Is there something else I can help with?
Get me some ramen, lady.
No shit.
Please? I'll pay you. But yeah, it's the ramen that's in black that says Shin on it. It's kind of spicy. And it's just like you can do so many things with it if you want to like keep playing with it, like with eggs and peanut butter and honey and things like, you know, all that kind of stuff. Or you can just eat it reg if you're not feeling like saucing it up a little bit. And it's amazing.
Hell yeah.
You get some broth, you get that perfect noodle texture.
Damn, we should have done like
it's
food also. Because there's kind of a difference between.
Oh, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, weird food combos while high.
Yeah, that's the last pick.
So. That's a little preview for the people.
Shin black ramen.
Yeah.
Shin black ramen.
Nongshim.
That's right.
Nongshim Shin black.
It's in my opinion, it's the best ramen that you can get in the store out of those little, like, you know, plastic packs. The
packages. I'm going to check this out.
Yeah. The flavor is amazing.
It's premium noodle soup.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking garbage-ass fucking...
Mine?
Yeah, I got...
Other shit.
I got this, like, from, like actual Korean people that were like, hey... This is the one you should start getting.
They're like, hey, you've been doing
it
wrong your whole life.
Since.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I had that cheap, like, it was like we were eating the Flavor-Aid of ramen noodles.
Yeah.
We weren't even eating Kool-Aid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're eating Maruchan.
Yeah, Maruchan. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Maruchan.
Still, hey, it still slaps.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But this is just like next level up.
I like it. All right, Andy.
Okay. Weed movie. So this one is a little different than our next category. This is a weed movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a movie with like weed yeah. themes within the story.
And I think this one is still incredibly underrated and should be talked about at a way higher regard than it is. I'm going Grandma's Boy.
God, that's my fucking pick.
Yeah. It's just, it's got everything that you're looking for in a mm-hmm. weed movie, and it actually like gets better each time because like you tend to focus on something different each time of like, oh, holy shit. Like somehow like that wasn't registering because the thing the other guy was saying right before that was the thing that was hitting my brain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
it's so good.
Even my mom who doesn't smoke, like watched this movie and laughed her ass off.
It.
It's perfect.
It's funny because, like, the first time I watched Grandma's Boy, I didn't leave the viewing thinking, oh, this was a good movie. And then right. the second time I watched it, I was like, oh, shit, I was totally wrong. This movie's funny as fuck. And then, like, every time I've watched it since, it only gets better.
Yeah.
Every time I watch it, it only gets better.
This is like Pop Star, you know? Same thing as that movie, The Never Stop Poppin'.
Oh yeah,
each
yeah.
Each time these like each time you watch these different movies, they actually like just keep moving up the charts of like being absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Great pick.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to take my second choice and I'm going to go with Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they like kind of restored a franchise. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was looking for them little square burgers because the freezer ones just don't do it justice. You can't get the middle of them cooked for the fuck of you. Unless you overcook can, everything else.
Yeah. Then the outside is like hard.
Yeah. That's the only way you could do it. So the best way to do it, I guess, is to take one of them little donut hole things, poke it in the middle, and then take the little donut holes, put them back in the oven for 5 minutes, pull them out, and that's the best way to eat it.
Or just eat it cold.
The donut hole thing?
Yeah, because you're just taking the center frozen area and you're heating it up more. So that they're gotcha. Little itty-bitty cute hamburgers. They're just little button hamburgers.
Gotcha.
You just pop them
that
in.
Is true. You gotta heat them up in separate intervals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, with the little donut hole thing.
Yeah.
I'm a little burger. Pop me into your mouth.
A little burger. Burgers are fun.
God, why? That's a perfect commercial for White Castle.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Maybe I don't that's think a preview.
They need like a Mr. Bucket fucking spokesperson.
They don't need a Mr. Bucket.
Right. Well, unless.
Just some dude that fucks literally everything he sees.
Hi, I'm Mr. Bucket. I'm going to fuck these little burgers. You guys want one?
You see that tree over there? I'll fuck it.
While eating one of these burgers.
A Mr. Funkin' and me.
All right, Drew.
Mattel.
Mattel.
That was such a perfect pause. And then.
I know. Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
That one's all vibes.
Yeah. Like, me and Jesus are just going to be sitting out there in the trees with our little fucking iPad just watching this. Be like, man, can you believe
all this? At your high school party?
That's right. Like, can you, me, and all the pussy that's going to be surrounding me. And you're just going to be like, can you believe all the stars that this movie produced, Jesus? And he's going to be like, num, 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 num. What?
Wait, Jesus is eating pussy too?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. I bet Jesus eats good pussy.
Jesus fucks, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen.
Yeah, Drew, how would get all this pussy to Fjord?
A Viking longboat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the only mode of travel for the Fjords.
Yeah. But actually, they're going to be the ones rowing as I just stand in the front, like fucking Captain Morgan in it.
Your boy's going to be at the front just saying, Drew, check out my longboat.
Because he can float and walk on water. He's going to be behind the boat, like acting like it's his dick. Like, ah, look at this. Like, ah, Jesus. What a nut.
God. Jesus is a fucking lunatic.
Man can do what he wants.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Manzoukas.
I saved all men from sins. I do whatever the fuck I want.
Dude, I'll guide you through dark pastures.
Well, good, because at night, this fucking fjord is dark.
Yeah, there ain't no lights.
You know, only the light of my life.
Yeah, only the light of God.
Here's the real
let
light.
It, just let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
This little light of mine.
Here's the real light of our lives.
Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic. That's one Raven, no doubt. We in the playoffs.
Definitely.
Yep. Saw a couple movies.
I saw a movie or two also.
Yeah. Okay. Monkey Man.
I really want to see that badly.
Holy
is it in the
shit.
Theater?
Yeah, it's in the theater. Okay. And it is well worth it. It is an insane movie with just insane action and violence and heart and like just crazy, like just it's very John Wick-ish at points, like just in the action and the lighting and stuff. It's shot perfectly. It's amazing. I can't like, I think it's one of those must-sees. Everybody should try to get to the theater and watch it.
And Dev Patel directed it?
Yeah, and starred in it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He was incredible.
I really like that guy anyway, you know what I mean?
The way they shot it, though, was holy shit. It was so insane. But, yeah. So, see that one.
Hell
and
yeah.
The other one, Snack Shack, which is like a coming-of-age, like, comedy, drama kind of thing, is these two younger kids that are trying to hustle and they're just trying to make all this money and they're trying to make their beer at one point and then they buy like a Snack Shack thing and they have to turn a profit and then there's this you know Winnie Peppercorn for the kids nowadays involved in both of them into her. It's just it's fantastic movie.
Hell Snack yeah. Shack. Snack Shack. Yeah. What's that on?
Hmm.
Also in theater?
No, that one you can rent on like Amazon or something. So I don't know when it's coming to one of the streaming ones, but it's rentable.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
And I was in the mood enough for it to rentable it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, it's easy too, like with the if you do Prime Day, you get like the credit, digital credits.
Right.
So I found myself getting some random movies sometimes. But speaking of Amazon and Prime, I watched I Want You Back.
Oh.
Have you seen it or heard of it?
No.
It's Charlie Day and Jenny Slate.
I have heard of it, but I have not seen it.
Yeah. Because I'm on this romantic comedy kick thing, and it was such a good movie.
2022. Like, yeah. Hell
yeah. Yeah, I want to see this one.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I like the cast.
Yeah. Like them trying to just the fuck. I don't even want to get into it, but like, so the premise is they both like they work in the same building. They are both growing through this breakup together, so they kind of become like each other's support system. And then they decide to like go after the other's exes to try to like break them up from their current relationships, and then it's just the goodness that ensues from there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see Ben McKenzie plays Leighton's dad.
Yeah.
You know I like Ben McKenzie.
Old Pete Davidson's in it, too.
Mm. He is in it.
Yeah, he is.
I'm but a PDD kind of guy.
Leighton's dad.
Yeah, Leighton's dad's in it for like 30 seconds.
Oh.
It took me a second to remember who the fuck Leighton was.
But Jace. You know?
Yeah, Pete Davidson is really fucking funny in it.
There you go. Yeah,
also not in it long, but very funny.
So Leighton's dad doesn't steal the show?
Dude, when he walks down those set of stairs and said, "I'll see myself to bed." Walks back up the stairs.
This whole part.
He just walks in and he goes, "Hey, everybody, I'm Leighton's dad." And then he turns around and leaves.
Leighton's dad in the house.
That's off camera.
El Diddy's still in the back.
At the end.
El Diddy.
Man, I want to make a movie one day and have a cameo, like a huge celebrity cameo, come out and just literally say their character name and then walk away, and that's the end. That was the whole cameo. All right.
Oh.
All right. I got a couple things.
Okay.
First off, I bought a Lilith's Attic tarot deck from our friend Lilith.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And if you want to go to lilithsattic.com, you can purchase a tarot deck yourself, or you can go and check out Lilith's Attic on YouTube to watch Lilith make the tarot cards that are in the deck and explain to you what each tarot card means and all the stuff about it and why she chose the design she chose for each card. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, from attic to box.
That's right. And then the second thing I wanted to bring up is I came across this alternative rock / pop musician. And I haven't really pitched music in a while. But I like this guy. The guy's name, I don't know if it's like he goes by it or if his band's name is Medium Build. But it's just like
him. Y'all know that, yeah.
His name, it's Medium Bill is the name of the, I think that's his name. Because it's just him on the cover, you know?
Mm.
But
Could be a Sade situation, though.
It could be, yeah. But he's got a new album that came out called Country, and it's so fucking good.
C-U-N-T?
And I've been, C-O-U-N-T-R.
R-E-E?
Country.
And I'm really into this guy. I think the songs have so much in them, and like the way the music is and the way things change in the song, and like it's fucking good, man. This dude's good.
Man.
Yeah. So anyways, I medium highly
build.
I highly suggest medium build.
This is like if you're not ready for jelly roll.
Mm-hmm.
You go to medium build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're tired of listening to Slim Thug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Something between Slim Thug and Jelly Roll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Medium build.
Yeah. Medium build. Give me a medium build.
It's just a guy at medium build.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play it. You want to play? You want to play a little bit of a song for you?
Yeah. Give it to us.
This is the
song.
Is
it build? As in
B U I L D?
B-U-I-L-D?
Yeah. Build.
Okay.
Is it B-I-L-L-D?
Well, I thought it was maybe like build, like. Like he's, I'm not a headliner. I'm medium.
Oh, yeah.
Something about the way you didn't need no one shook something out of me. Now say hi. You say hi. No, I gotta thank you for giving me a thousand reasons. Stick around. Well, that's him. He's got a cool voice. I don't know. I like it. I've been really into this album, so. Yeah.
I'll have to give it a try when it doesn't sound like an alien.
Oh, it was all fucked up.
What in the name of Scott Stapp?
What in the name of Scott?
That did not sound like fucking Creed at all.
Oh, man.
Fucking fly Marlins fly, you know, or soar Marlins soar. That's the only thing. I don't even think of Creed with him. I just think of that stupid Miami Marlins song.
Yeah. I didn't even know Creed did a Miami Marlins song.
Well, it wasn't Creed. It was just Scott Stapp.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, is that like something he recently did?
It was about 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years. Okay. I know that Scott Stapp has somehow had some kind of like little resurgence lately. I feel like he's on the verge of breaking back in and I don't like that.
Well, there's a big thing where people are like, all the things everybody didn't like, they're like, you know, it wasn't bad. Like, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Creed as the music. But I am not a fan of Scott Stapp as a person.
I saw something the other day. It was fucking, it's a drinking game when you watch one of the videos. I can't remember which one. One of the big ones. Higher.
Can you take me?
The other one. But anyway, like you drink every time Scott Stapp does this. And they're like literally at one point he's in a, like he pulls himself out of the river and pulls himself into a boat, and it's there's two of them and they both do it at the exact same time.
God. Yeah. See, that's why I don't like the man himself, but the music though. The music though. All right, Drew, you're
so
back.
Many thrust.
Movie to watch high.
Man, there's so many things to go here.
Yep.
I'm going to go with one that I like a good documentary.
Okay.
Like, especially one that's, like, wild.
Like Mother Nature or biographical?
No, like, biographical, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a couple here, but, like...
See Silent.
Yeah. Fuck, I got to... I just blanked on what the hell this is.
Biographical. Biographical.
We say the same thing.
Yeah. It's dazed and infused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
Harold and Kumar. One of the most. The one,
yeah. One of the most. See, these are the names we need to come up with for fucking that Vinny porn. We're going to do with Vinny. Where we take
did you like, say glazed and abused?
Yeah. See, these are perfect. Save these for a later podcast.
Oh, man.
But the one I watch, I just remember, like,
Grandma's Boy Toy. Sorry.
Glass Action Park.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, I remember that. That's the one about the crazy-ass fucking rides.
Yes, like and ride. I was just like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Dude, that dude didn't even have an engineering background. He had no idea what he was fucking yes. doing. He's just like, I throw my body in this fucking thing.
Yo, but he could put together a hell of a commercial, is all I'm saying.
What about there was one where they literally, if people got trapped in it, they had to build a trap door at the top of it so they could dig people out of it,
because that was the loop. Because
the loop!
Yeah. And then that was also, too, when they did that, like, they found out, like, people were getting, like, all scratched up and they couldn't figure out why. And it was because when they'd go up from the top, they'd fall on their face. Their teeth would get stuck, and then other people were scraping their backs on other people's teeth.
Oh, my God. That movie is such a fucking hilarious nightmare.
Dude. And then I just remember, like, going into work, and, like, I was telling people about it, and one guy was like, oh, yeah, I remember that place. Like, he grew up there. I was like, tell me everything.
The guy that I work with, he's from Jersey, and he said that he would go to that place. He's been to that place like 10 times in his life.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's fucking hilarious. All right.
Oh, man.
I watched, there's like a few movies that I have like a list of that are like the funniest movies I've ever watched high, and this is very high. This is very high on that list. And I'm going to go with Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Because
that's a good one.
This movie, if you get high and watch this movie, it is like, it's already good and it's already funny, but it's on a whole new fucking level of funny.
And when the red and white is spinning, you feel like you're looking into a hypnosis candy cane.
It's a fun movie to watch high. There's a lot of colors. It's, you know what I mean? And but it's
not
also
a hypnosis umbrella. A candy cane.
You know, sweet.
Dude, that scene, I don't know if we ever picked that on our non-scary things, but like that scene scared the fuck out of me when I was a kid.
For sure.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure has a couple
black
scary
room
movie
and everything.
Moments. Yeah. Like Large Marge is a scary moment too.
Large Marge is kind of...
Large Marge is... Yeah. She's blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Man. Especially because the kids that are watching that are like super sheltered, right? So when they see Large Marge, that's like the scariest thing they see, because they're going to a Jesus party for Halloween instead of walking the streets.
Yeah. Jesus ain't there, bro. He's in Norway.
Yeah. They collect their candies. Yeah. They collect their candies from trunks in a church parking lot.
Face deep in some coos.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
All right, Andy.
Wes, don't let Ashley listen to this episode. I'm going to get stabbed. I'm going to get stabbed if she hears me saying these things.
Oh, TMNT3, Secret of the Coops.
Dude, these are fucking killer names.
These are great.
I'm gonna book Vinny right now.
Oh, man.
All right, Andy, what do you got for movie to watch?
All right, I like something that you get some good fighting action scenes, but also like it's beautifully shot in like a nice area, but also like a little comedy. And then also I like some like cartoonish elements. How do you take all those things and put it into a movie? Kung Fu Hustle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Dude, that movie was fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, you literally get the Who Framed Roger Rabbit-ness.
Yeah.
You get the Looney Tunes-ish stuff, but you also get insanely good fighting and choreographed, stuff. And then, like, it's also hilarious on top of it, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the camera work and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's crazy there's not more of these movies or these type of movies that have tried to come out, because this one's a hit and it's so underrated.
Oh, it's super underrated. It's hilarious. It's a great movie too. Like, yeah. Fuck yeah. That's a good pick. That's a solid pick. I think we all had solid, pretty high movie picks just now.
Yeah. And they all kind of go together in a weird sort of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, from Class Action Park to Pee Wee's Big Adventure to Kung Fu Hustle, it does kind of.
I feel like that is a nice viewing lineup. You know what I mean? You watch those three movies and that. Yeah.
That is a great lineup right there.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
Weed album.
Okay. I'll want you to throw something on as well. I want something with a fucking vibe, right? I want feelings and vibes, but I also, again, I like a little humor, but like just a smoothness to it. I like different instruments going. So I'm going to go with Thundercat's Drunk, his album called Drunk, and it's amazing. James, I want you to play a tiny bit of Captain Stupido. But like you'll see exactly what I mean. Yeah. And on one song, he's got a song featuring Michael McDonald on this album.
Oh, hell yes. I see. And Kenny Loggins.
It's a song featuring Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's incredible. Yeah. But give us a little bit of Captain Stupido. Just take the wheel.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought I heard a fart earlier on. Eat your meat, go to sleep.
I feel weird. Beat your meat, go to sleep.
Just take the wheel. Did you hear the fart?
Yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, man. It's such a good album, though. It's a vibe. Pharrell's on it, too, at some point. Yeah. It's just a badass album.
I'm definitely going to check this out. I feel like I feel like you've brought this up before, because I recognize the cover. It's like the dude.
Yeah, this cover.
Yeah, like partially in the water or sticking his head out of the water.
Which is also awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thundercat's amazing.
Oh!
So now it's back to me. And, I think I'm going to go with cuz I like a vibe. I'm a vibe guy,
Yep.
So I think I'm going to go with the Internet Money album Before the Storm.
That's great.
Just because it's got a lot of a mix of different people on it, and it's a great album from top to bottom. And there's like a lot of my type of vibe coming out of this thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like this song.
I'm with that. Addy boys got some 60s in my bag. Lips sealed like pillow talking on the red. Two carrots, BBS. Got a penthouse near Rodeo off the stairs. All this money when I grew up, I had nothing. Filled with backstabbing my whole life.
We gotta get to the chorus real quick. It's coming.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Burn some bridges and I let the fire light the way. Kick my feet up, left the PJs on a PJ. Yeah, I'm a big dog and I walk around with no leash. I got water on me, yeah, everything on Fiji. Zanny bars, suicide doors, brand new ride. College girls give a head in my ride. Rocks my life, so much money, I make you laugh. Hey, the bitch say hey, you love to miss what you never had. Hey, hey, off the juice.
I love that.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But this was my Flow and Tell number one song of 2020.
Oh shit. Hell yeah, it was. You're right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it was. Yeah.
This was a wasn't this a wet song too?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a great song. But yeah, this I mean this album, the whole album is great. Yeah. Is great. And you got like you got fucking Juice WRLD on there, you got fucking Ian Dior, Trippy Red, fucking
vibes.
Kid Laroi.
Oh, vibes. Yeah.
Don Toliver, who you just heard. So, all right. Drew, what do you got?
Well, while our Lord and Savior is lapping up some sliz, I'm going to throw on the first Gorillaz album. Gorilla self-titled.
Oh my god.
What song do you want me to play
Clint Eastwood.
While the Lord is lipping up
laughing up some slizz. God, I don't know if that should be the clip, but I don't know if it can be. <It's dead.
laughs> Jesus no, definitely man. Jesus definitely eats pussy, no. So what song are you playing?
Lapping up the spliz.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, okay. Just the main one.
Yeah, just play that.
Just the slizz of it.
You got sunshine in a bag. Spiritual hero who appears in
you to clear your view when you're too crazy. The gore slizzes. The definition for what life is priceless to you because I put it on the hype
shit to like it. Gun smoke, you're righteous with one token psychic. But this whole album is just chill as fuck.
Did you? Are you the one who sent that clip about how they created the beat for this song?
I've seen it. I might have. I don't know.
It was like the little
the Casio.
Yeah, it was Casio the it was a pre-recorded yeah. tune that's on the Casio yeah. thing, and then they just added.
Oh man!
Fuck yeah! Good pick.
Fuck man!
Good picks.
All I'm right, gonna Drew. Take lapping up some slizz.
I didn't write any of those albums down, and neither did Andy, so.
fuck.
What was my...
So,
oh, yeah. Here we
go. So I actually saw this, like, as a recipe on a reel, and I was like, man, whoever did this was high as fuck, but it looks delicious. So it's, in a waffle maker,
mm-hmm.
you take pizza dough, right? And then you put one layer on the bottom, and then you load up with the cheese, the pepperoni, and the sauce, and then you put another layer of the pizza dough on top, and you close the waffle maker, and it makes a fucking pizza waffle. I can't wait to do this.
Bro, what if you use
I like that.
Cookie dough?
Used what?
Cookie dough.
I mean, I don't want to. I wouldn't stick with pepperoni if you did that, but
Yeah. No, you do. You stick with pepperoni.
So I did see another. You saying cookie dough? This reminds me. I just go with two fucking. I'm gonna do a Daniel right now. But like, I saw this one too with a guy. He took a cinnamon roll and unrolled it,
mm-hmm.
like the full thing, right? Not just like six or whatever comes in a. Like he unrolled one as the whole thing, and then fucking flattened it out. Put a thing of fucking cookie dough on top of it, yeah. Rolled it back up, and baked it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, shit.
Come yeah. on now.
That's fucking wild.
That fucking sloppy jizz sauce all over it.
Oh.
They're about slizz that right up.
Dude.
Oh.
I'd lap that slizz right up.
I'd lap up that cookie dong right up in my mouth.
That's right.
Okay. So you went with pepperoni pizza waffle maker deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the exact name.
All right. I'm going to go with one that I just ate like literally two fucking nights ago when I was high.
Because I think you could even top it instead of like syrup. You just throw some ranch on it. Oh, God.
Ooh, I like it, yeah. But the other night, I got high and I had a bag of Tostitos scoops. And I had lasagna that my mother had made me in my fridge.
Yeah, we're talking.
So I heated up the lasagna, and then I kind of like took a spoon and just kind of mixed it up real good in the bowl. Yeah. And then I used the scoops, and I dipped the scoops, and I scooped out the lasagna, and I ate it inside the scoops. And I don't even know why I did that. I could have just used the spoon.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't.
Yeah. But I have
that moment.
I was just going to say the same thing. Not in that moment.
Yeah. But it was fucking delicious too, and the crunch of the chips with the lasagna. Oh my god!
Oh, dude,
it was pretty
you
good.
Ain't lying, we're oh,
dude. That sounds amazing too. Because I love like I put salt on pizza. Like I love the saltiness, like with tomato sauce. Because that sugary and the like sugary tomato sauce and the salt, like it just you get that salty sweet.
Yeah,
that sounds fucking amazing.
Dude. I could jizz under the roni, dude.
Jizz salty. Under the roni. name of my first album.
Jizz under the roni. Oh man. No, I'm with you guys though. Mouthfeel is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about the softness and the warmness with the crispiness. I'll have a little bit on my pick as well, actually.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Let's hear it.
All right. Mine is some leftover spaghetti, right? You get some Kraft American cheese, slap that on top, right? You get that heated up, melted, all that. You put it in a nice potato roll that's heated as well. And then you put some hot honey on it, some hot sauce, some syrup, crinkle up some potato chips, and then just put a little dab like it's a sauce of some vanilla ice cream.
Dude.
What the fuck?
He's just channeling his inner Sheila right now.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You just made a lasagna.
I made it like a dessert spaghetti sandwich that's got spice and sweetness to it. It's got crunch, but it's got softness. It's got that creaminess with the cheese and the ice cream.
It's so funny to me, like, just the way that you decide to put things together. You know, that have no business being together. But then
Sounds good though, right?
And then it works. Because I've eaten your concoctions before, and 9 times out of 10, they're fucking delicious.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
you just got to play with textures and flavors. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're like an artist. I don't even know how to write what you just said down. I'm gonna leave that one to you.
Just put Andy's. Just put Andy's lasagna.
Oh man, fuck! I want one now.
There's like, God. There's literally a lot of stuff too. That like you go grocery shopping to make your thing. That's in the entire grocery cart.
Well, the beauty of it is it's just around.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true. You work with what you got.
Yeah, that's, my mom always told me, necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Was it necessary, though?
My mama said.
Was that necessary, though?
No. It wasn't. All right, I got three songs.
Okay.
That's how we're doing honorable mention.
Yeah.
The one we'll play is a little Rick James, Mary Jane to start this bitch off. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You got to get the classic that, again, the vibes, the feel, the funk. Ah, so good.
That is a great fucking song.
Then I want to go hard so I can end soft, you know? So I'm going to go hard with Meth and Red with How High.
Dude, yeah. You know, I actually like part two better.
Yeah. So sick that you could suck the dick. And then we'll go soft again, and we'll hit that Kid Cudi Marijuana.
Ooh. I love it. That was a great song.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm going to go with the song Mind Blown, and that's by Wiz Khalifa, Big Crit, and Girl Talk.
Yeah.
And it's from that album that they did together. It's called Full Court Press. So fucking good. And then I'm going to go with a song called Smoke by Don Toliver, which we just played a Don Toliver song, so you all know who he is. And then finally, the song I'll play is another song called Smoke, but by Victoria Monet.
Yes!
This is a great...
Oh, that reprise.
This is a great fucking song.
Oh, my God. That was my album of the year last year.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, Jaguar 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bridge Under the Tunnel.
Oh, yeah. There's a bridge under the tunnel.
Or whatever the fuck it was.
I love that line.
God, it's so fucking good. This song is so good.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you like are fucking with Victoria Monet. That's Lucky Day too. Lucky Day is amazing as well.
Yeah. This song is on my daily playlist, and every time it pops on, I get fucking hype. I love it.
Just vibes, man. Good vibes make good people.
That's right.
Put it on a t-shirt.
All right, Drew. Lap up the sliz.
Ask your mother Cassandra about it. Yeah, I'm talking to you. All right.
I'm going to go with Blunt Ashes by Nas.
Okay.
I'm going to go with... just any of his, but let's go with Redemption Song.
Oh, fuck yeah.
By Bob Marley.
Okay.
And then,
that was close to being my album, by the way.
And then, Andy, you were close, but you got it wrong. I'm going Just What I Am by Kid Cudi.
Ah. Ooh, that's my favorite rap song of all time.
That's and that's also on the yesterday's music box. So.
There we go. Hell yeah.
A little tie in there.
Are you want to play Just What I Am?
Yeah, just play it.
Oh, God, I love this fucking song.
So fucking good.
You know what? We got to play the whole, like, first opening with King Chip's verse.
Oh, King Chip.
Oh, my God, it's so fucking good.
Oh, the fucking sense in it. Come on now. Oh. Ooh, this is why all your mothers had unprotected sex was for this moment.
That's right. When your dad was raw dogging your mom.
Yeah. Laughing up that slit.
Just warming it up. Warming it up for it.
Slurp. Ooh. 9 months later. It's fucking baby. What are we going to do? We don't have enough money.
I said, ain't no music on.
Raise this child.
She said, no, that weed is loud.
Swagging lost heart, but I'm maintaining.
I've been told that I'm amazing. Make sure someone put that fucking baby to sleep. Put that baby to sleep.
Man, I love this fucking song. Who gonna
rock that motherfucker till he's gone?
Fuck. God. Great pick, Drew. Great pick.
That's either gonna sound chaotic as fuck. Or amazing.
I'm going to go with chaotic as fuck.
Yeah, well.
Well.
All right, we did it.
Shit.
Anybody want to...
I hope we did.
Anybody want to...
What a...
Steal or add drop? Thing. It's impossible to do any of that.
Nah.
We're locked in.
Nobody wants to take Jesus?
I thought about it.
I should still skin you with Jesus because it was a bad pick. It was a great pick, but it was bad for the rules. Bad for the rules.
Yeah, right. But great for the show. It might be
great when you don't have a lot of money and you need to drink.
This is going to be a fucking episode 400 when we look back. Like, Red's time Jesus was lapping up some bliss.
Oh, man. Everybody's hungry. I only got one fish. I'll give you 300.
That line gets us like a whole brand new audience and taps us into our whole group. I'm telling
you, he'll be there in your time of need.
Girl.
I need sliz. Whoa.
All right. Here we go. This is how I'm going to read it.
I'm going to eat you out, girl.
So,
lap the sliz. Whoa.
Pick one, Weed Ghost. Drew picked Jesus. James picked Carl Sagan. And Andy picked Bruce Lee. Number two, Place to Get High. Drew picked The Fjords. James picked At Home. And Andy picked the Nagasaki Penguin Aquarium in Nagasaki, Japan. For a weed snack, Drew picked Pussy. James picked Cheetos. And Andy picked Shin Black Ramen.
Hell yeah.
And for Weed Movie, Drew picked Dazed and Confused. James picked Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. And Andy picked Grandma's Boy. And for movies to watch while high, Drew picked Class Action Park, which is insane. James picked Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And Andy picked Kung Fu Hustle. For Weed Album, Drew picked Gorillaz by the Gorillaz. James picked Internet Money, Before the Storm. And Andy picked Drunk by Thundercat.
Oh. And
for weird food combos, Drew picked Pepperoni Pizza Waffle Maker Deal. James picked Tostitos Scoops with Lasagna. And Andy, can you tell them what you picked?
Yeah, I picked that leftover spaghetti with Kraft cheese on top and between heated potato rolls with hot honey, hot sauce, syrup, crunched up potato chips, and a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top.
Owl fucking mode.
I'm really interested how the fuck you even eat that.
Yeah, I know. You actually hand...
Oh,
you,
man.
You squeeze them...
Hell yeah.
Ice cream.
They're like the cheese sauce out of a Taco Bell burrito that's too hot that you can't help but eat right now.
Yeah, but that's from the inside. Like, this is like on, that's like putting the cheese sauce on your fucking hands.
Dude, you picked pussy.
Well, there's ice cream all on top of it, right? Or is it on top of the bun, or is it inside the bun just on top of everything else?
Fucking macaroni and a pop.
Fuck. I love you, bitch.
I like that one. I like that one. We're just gonna leave it.